Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Gee, you've got a pretty good office in your neck of the woods.
Oh, I love it. I mean, as a volunteer, coming up here, and if it's not the most magical place, it's one of the most magical places on the northwest coast.
Spring Festival, now it's running both days at the Emu Valley Rhododendron Garden. What can we look forward to apart from those stunning colours?
It's something we've trying this year. In the past, we've just had the one special day, but we've been so busy in previous years. This year, we've got entertainment both on the Saturday and Sunday. We've got the taiko drummers. We'll have special tea ceremony on the Sunday. Graham Milburn, Order of Australia, former Tasmanian of the Year, will bring his memorabilia and one of his bikes that he's ridden round the world in.
Great fella too, Graham. He's been riding his bikes for decades, not years, but decades, Jeff.
Yeah, decades. He did 30 consecutive years riding around Tasmania for cancer research.
Yeah, he's done a wonderful job.
So he'll be here both days. Our plant stall will be open. We've got the usual EVRG special hamburgers and sausage sizzle, music in the garden, in our North America and Rotunda areas. Just so much to see.
So pretty much it's just spacing it out over 2 days as opposed to one that we've been accustomed to. And one thing about your garden, it's widely known internationally, not just around Australia, but internationally as one of Australia's major rhododendron gardens, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's world recognised now. Last year we had horticulturalists from the United Kingdom specifically come to Australia to see our garden. Yeah, we're pretty proud of what we've achieved. It was just unfortunate we've hit such a big snag like everyone has with COVID-19 this year.
But thankfully, Jeff, it can go ahead. And it's a beautiful time of the year, isn't it, to check out all the tulips up at Table Cape in Wynyard and then go and check out your rhododendron garden at the same time. I was just searching on your website. Is it true you've got over 22,000 rhodos and other selected plants?
We've got over 22,000 plants.
That's amazing.
And as we speak, we've got people every day walking around the garden getting a computerised data system up and running that'll go worldwide.
And it's over 11 hectares there at the property. And you're a non-for-profit community organisation, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're a non-for-profit. We only have two paid employees and the rest of us are all volunteers. And someone asked me the other day if we're going to have a few hammocks here so we could sleep here at night. that busy. But we get there and we love it.
So this coming Saturday and Sunday, just give us the prices there.
We've discounted for the week, and we decided to leave it for the weekend. So it's only $10 each for everybody. Children are free. And talking about children, bring the family along, the kids along. We've got this fantastic new children's area just opened a few days ago. It's not the normal run-of-the-mill child playground. You'll be really surprised when you see it.
Make it a family couple of days.
It is, yeah, absolutely. Bring the kids up. Have a Devonshire tea or a lovely lunch and let the kids run wild.
Great tea rooms there, and the garden is open daily. It's not just this weekend, but it's open daily, isn't it?
It is. It's open every day from 9 till 4:30. People ask us, are they allowed to bring their dogs in? We do allow dogs to be brought in, but they have to stay in the car or be tethered next to the car. We can't allow them to wander around the garden.
Oh, a bit of common sense there, so that makes sense.
55 Breffni Road remain, and if you know the whiskey distillery, Talliers, you drive past Talliers and keep going and follow the signs to the rhododendron garden, turn off the highway to Cascade Road. And there's plenty of signage.
So make sure you head along to the Emu Valley Rhododendron Garden this coming weekend, both days, 10 till 4. We've got more details to that event at bernieshines.com and also our website, 7view.com.au. And let's just hope all we can say now, Jeff, is hope the weather's nice and fine over the weekend.
Well, I've had a talk to the weather gods and they've assured me they'll be kind to us.
Thanks very much for your time, Jeff.
Thank you very much.